In this bulletin, former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer arrives in Australia to face child sex abuse charges. Australia to decide whether to resume quarantine-free travel for New Zealanders. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee says it's fully committed to a successful Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer has arrived in Melbourne from Israel to face child sexual abuse charges. Police have escorted Ms. Leifer into custody and she'll be placed in quarantine for the next 14 days and regularly tested for COVID-19. The 54-year-old will face Melbourne Magistrates Court via video link today for her first appearance. It's expected 74 charges of child rape and sexual abuse from her years as head of the Orthodox Hadas Israel School will be formalised during the hearing. Ms. Leifer has previously denied all allegations. Australia will await more information from New Zealand health authorities before restarting quarantine-free travel after two new COVID-19 infections were detected. A 72-hour pause on the one-way travel bubble may be extended past its expiry at 2 p.m. today. Two people who completed hotel isolation in New Zealand have returned positive results for a South African variant of coronavirus. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says decisions about New Zealand arrivals will be made soon.
The situation is evolving rapidly. We will be following up the details of both of these cases with the New Zealand authorities once further details, including the results of additional testing, are known.
A British minister has defended actions taken by the government during the pandemic. The United Kingdom's COVID-19 death toll has passed 100,000. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says an inquiry will take place after the crisis is over, but critics argue the government has repeated mistakes it made during initial waves of the virus, such as locking down the country too late. British Secretary of State for Housing, Communities and Local Government, Robert Jendrick, says decisions were made based on information given.
There is no textbook as to how to respond to a pandemic like this, but we do believe that we took the right decisions at the right time. And now our focus is on continuing to help the country through the remaining stages of the pandemic and focus on the vaccine rollout.
Survivors of the Auschwitz concentration camp are marking the 76th anniversary of its liberation by Soviet troops virtually, as the museum on its site remains closed due to the pandemic. The annual commemorations are usually occasions for survivors from all over the globe to join world leaders in commemorating the more than a million victims killed by the Nazis in the camp's gas chambers or by starvation and disease. But this year, a ceremony marking International Holocaust Remembrance Day is taking place virtually with speeches from Poland's President Andrzej Duda and Israeli and Russian diplomats. Auschwitz Committee Vice President Christoph Hübner says as their numbers decrease, Holocaust survivors are increasingly worried about the future of democratic societies in the face of rising far-right movements and anti-Semitism.
There's a growing concern about, the future not only of their children, their grandchildren, but the future of people in different societies, in the States, in Germany, in France, in Italy, wherever you look, what will happen with the future generations? Will they be able to protect democracy and their own future?
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the IOC is fully committed to the successful organisation of the Tokyo Games this year. Though much of Japan is under a state of emergency due to a third wave of COVID-19 infections, Bach says all stakeholders are committed to pressing ahead as planned with the rescheduled Games. The Tokyo Olympics are due to open on the 23rd of July after being postponed for a year. Bach says any speculation about the Games, including talk of further postponement or cancellation, isn't helpful.
We are not speculating of whether the games are taking place. We are working on how the games will take place. That means we have to put COVID countermeasures together for every possible scenario.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, also 31. Melbourne, possible showers, 27. Hobart, cloudy, 19. Canberra, a shower or two and 20. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, similar conditions and 24. Newcastle, showers as well, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two and 30. Cairns, showers, 31. And Darwin, rain and a possible storm, 30 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.